Welcome to Your Odyssey Podcast, where your guides, Tara and Karen, invite you on a transformative journey toward wholeness and personal growth. Each week, we'll discuss topics related to the human experience and offer insights to help you along the way. Please note, this podcast should not replace medical care or advice. We are not licensed healthcare professionals or mental health therapists. If you enjoyed today's episode, subscribe so you don't miss out on our future discussions. So, explorers, let's dive into today's episode. Welcome, explorers. Today, Karen and I are tackling the journey from intention to activation. Setting goals and having dreams is just the beginning, but how about making those dreams a reality? That's where the magic happens. Have you ever found yourself brimming with ideas ready to make a change or unleash a project, only to feel stuck on bringing it to life? You're not alone. Whether personal goals, career aspirations, the gap between what we intend to do and what we actually accomplish can often feel insurmountable. So, grab your favorite beverage, get comfortable, and let's embark on this journey together. It's time to turn our intentions into reality.
And I love this because intention to me is those dreams, ideas, and visions you have for your life, the things, the goals that you're setting, the intentions you are making. And I heard this great quote recently, which is, knowledge is potential power. Action is true power.
Ooh.
And I'm like, yes, that, right? You can have the abstract, right? The dream, the vision. If you do not put action behind it, it's just going to stay potential. Now, if you want to be in true power, standing in your true power, get moving, start acting.
Ooh, okay.
Love it.
All right. Like Karen just said, intention is the spark, the idea in your mind and heart. Maybe it's critical to clarify what your intention means to you. Ask yourself, what do I truly want to achieve? Why is this important? Understanding the why behind our intentions can motivate us to activate.
The why fuels the dream to action. Mm-hmm. The why is the bridge.
Ooh, that might be the...
That gets you from here to there.
Ooh, okay. So what are some common intentions that people have? We have intentions around health and wellness, including exercising, eating healthier, practicing self-care, improving our mental health. We have intentions around relationships, deepening our connections with our family and friends, intentions around career and personal development. We may seek to acquire new skills or pursue new job opportunities.
There's like six major areas of life that you focus on. And yeah, those are three big ones. And action makes all the difference in those, right?
Yeah. We should be clear about setting our intentions for several reasons. Clear intentions provide us with the specific target to aim at, helping to streamline our efforts and our decisions. Is this in line with the thing that I'm hoping to accomplish?
Yes. I love that so much because that is absolutely right. You're stating it with clarity. It's not a vague, out of focus target. It is like a target. You're like, I know where I'm going. This is my why. And then you just start to take action. Oh, I love that so much.
When our intentions are clearly defined, we are more likely to feel motivated to take action. Understanding the why behind our intentions fosters our deeper emotional commitment, which can drive us to overcome obstacles and stay dedicated to our goals.
Yes. And not to mention that when you clearly state either out loud or on the page, but preferably out loud, what it is you desire, what you want to manifest and bring forth in your life, the universe is listening.
Yeah.
And all of it is energy and things just start lining up. Oh, this is what Tara wants. Oh, this is what Karen wants. Oh, this is what all the explorers want. And it's clear. And the building blocks and the stepping stones just start getting laid and you don't even know it.
I love that. Another importance of setting clear intentions is that setting clear intentions ensures that our goals resonate with our core values and beliefs. This alignment brings a sense of fulfillment and purpose to what we pursue, making the journey more meaningful and satisfying.
Mm, a good practice would be to list your core values and beliefs.
Yeah, go back what to are the, episode yeah. personal growth, personal yeah. journey now, self-reflection.
It's back, back in
and
there.
Listen to all of them. Yeah. It's in the beginning.
You have a mission and a vision for your life, and that changes throughout your life's mm-hmm. journey, right? But stating it and being clear about how you want to act with integrity toward that mission and vision, stating it clearly so that you know the next step. You only need to know the next step.
All right, explorers. Now that we've explored the true power of intention, let's dive into something that many of us grapple with, activation barriers. So picture this. You've got your intention set and the roadmap laid out, and yet somehow you're still stuck at the starting line. What's holding you back? These internal and external barriers can create a significant gap between where we are and where we want to be.
Ooh, I have so much to say about this.
They can whisper doubts in our ears, making even the smallest steps daunting. Mm. But here's the thing. Acknowledging these obstacles is the first step toward overcoming them and activating your intentions. Let's examine a couple of common barriers that stop us. First, barrier to explore, overwhelm. Karen and I take a collective sigh, like, my goodness.
Ooh, yeah.
The sheer scale of a goal can be overwhelming. When the path seems too large or too complex, it can lead to inaction. Breaking our goal into smaller, more manageable tasks can help alleviate this feeling.
And you've done that for me. In the project we are working on, you sat with me and said, what is the next step? What is the one next thing you need to do? You're really good at that. I am so big picture that I have a challenging time breaking it down. Mm-hmm. That will stop you in your tracks.
This overwhelm can trigger feelings of anxiety, self-doubt, and frustration, making it difficult to know where to begin.
Right. And when self-doubt creeps in,
Ooh,
it's like a punch right to your gut. As soon as that takes hold, you start to question everything about your life, every choice you've ever made. Like, you start to question, who am I to think this? Who am I to have this goal? I remember when I was in elementary school, and the teacher told me that I didn't have what it takes, or whatever it is you've taken on. As soon as you let self-doubt grab hold of you, have to do something about it.
Goodness.
Whew. Self-doubt is insidious.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh.
All right.
So. I have so many feelings.
Oh, gosh. Okay. Another barrier to activation would be environmental factors, such as our physical surroundings, social dynamics, and emotional climate.
Mm.
Our physical environment includes our immediate surroundings, our workplace, our workspace, our home organization. All of these can influence our productivity. Cluttered and distracting environments may lead to procrastination and difficulty concentrating.
You know what they say about a messy desk.
Mm-hmm. Our social environment includes the people we interact with who are crucial to our motivation. Being around supportive friends, family can uplift our spirits and encourage us to take action. On the other hand, relationships with negative or unsupportive individuals can drain our energy.
Preach.
And
preach.
Foster self-doubt, making it harder to pursue our goals.
You have to be very discerning, very selective about who you keep in that inner circle, that those are your closest people. You want supporters. You want people that buy in and support your dream and your vision and that are going to cheer you on. You need that.
And our emotional climate is the overall mood and emotional atmosphere surrounding us. It can influence our motivation levels. It can be hard to feel inspired if an environment is fraught with stress, tension, or conflict. Yes.
Yes, indeed. Now, what I want to point out, explorers, is if you're in any one or all of those circumstances at any given time, it is like walking through quicksand with 7,000 pounds attached to you.
Yeah.
It's really important to be aware of these particular environmental conditions so that you can change them, so that you can pivot, so that you can create the best environment for the growth. You want to till the soil, you want to add the compost, you want to make it the best foundation it can be so that your dream and vision can become reality and flourish. You have to pay attention to these things.
Another barrier to activation is procrastination. we sometimes delay action in favor of waiting for the right moment.
No such thing.
This delay of action can occur for various reasons, including fear and perfectionism. Fear of failure and perfectionism. Many of us procrastinate because we fear that our work won't meet our or someone else's expectations. This fear creates a mental block, making starting or completing tasks very difficult.
As soon as you said those two things, I'm like, yeah, absolutely. You can always change your course. Mm. You can always pivot. We've been using that word so much lately because of that amazing book. You have to make a decision and just take that first step. If you take that first step and it goes, oh, there's dragons over there. Okay, I'm going to actually turn right. It's the moving forward with that step, even if it's the wrong step. You're seeing momentum. A body in motion stays in motion. So you want to start the movement and you want to keep moving. Even if you're circuitous and going on different forks in the road, you're moving towards it. You're not moving away from it. Mm. I promise you, you're moving towards it.
Yeah. And then about perfectionism. Perfectionism is closely related to fear. It can drive us to wait for ideal circumstances and conditions before we begin. The quest for perfection often results in delays and an inability to take the first step. Like Karen just said, just take the first step.
There's no such thing as perfect. I tell my kids all the time, there's no such thing as perfect. Everything is imperfect. Just get close to what you think it is you want and where you want to go. Do your best, whether it's on an exam or a project for school or a career choice, whatever it is, do your best. In another year, you're going to make a different decision. None of this is set in stone and none of this is terminal and forever. Mm-hmm. Mm, always have a choice.
What are some strategies for activation? Activation is where the rubber meets the road. It requires a shift in mindset from being a dreamer to becoming a doer. I have three key strategies to help us move from intention to action.
All right, everybody get out your notebook and pen. I'm getting mine too because I'm like, let's hear them.
First, create actionable steps. Break down your intentions into smaller, achievable tasks. When you can see your path forward, it becomes less daunting.
Yeah, what is the Jungle Book song about? Like, isn't it about like putting one foot in front of the other?
Oh, yeah, yeah, right? Yeah. Yes, just put one foot in front of the other.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I think it's Jungle Book.
Yes. I believe so. And number two, accountability. Share your intentions with a friend, mentor, or a community of people. Holding yourself accountable to others can provide the motivation you need to act. Mm-hmm. We all need accountability partners.
We all need, on all the fronts, you know, and even if you're really independent and you like to work out by yourself or whatever, having somebody that you can say, hey, this is my goal. Can you check in with me? Yeah, that's great. I love that. And additionally, having a specific date, that's what works for me.
Like, yes. When? You know,
yeah. I am, hold me accountable for this and by this date, mm-hmm. because otherwise I can go off into the ether. It's really helpful to have a very concrete, I put it in my phone, I put it in my calendar, I'm like, this is the date.
This is it. And number three, celebrate small wins. Every step you take is worthy of celebration. Acknowledge these milestones to keep the momentum going.
Cheer yourself on, for crying out loud. Yeah. You're doing something big, even if it doesn't feel
you're
big.
Doing. So
you're doing. You you're are doing. Doing. You're yeah. moving something forward. You're adding to your dream and your vision. You're making it a reality, little by little, step by step. Celebrate that. Pat yourself on the back. Give yourself a hug. Take yourself out for dinner. Celebrate with your accountability partners or your community or the people that you told, this is the thing I'm going to do. Hey, I reached that first step. When I finished module 3, I was like, I did it, Tara. And I'm going to get this one done by Friday. And I did it.
You did.
And so now I just have one more by tomorrow. It's like, yay, celebrate. Mm-hmm. So excited. It feels so good.
Explorers, we'd love to hear what are some of your strategies in making your intentions a reality.
Yes, please send in those comments. I want to read those.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I am ready to dance.
Oh, yeah.
I found a song, Unwritten by Natasha Bedingfield.
Oh, my God. That's a good one. Explorers, grab your playlist and let's take a few moments and dance together.
Check out this week's song on the Yo Podcast playlist on Spotify.
That couldn't have been more perfect.
That was amazing.
The blank page can be daunting, and you just put the pen to the page and start writing. We don't want to know the ending. It's the journey. It's the movement and the actions propelling into something new. If you were doing the same thing every day of your life and you had no visions and dreams and things to go.
What is that?
There's no perfection. Just do it. Dream it into reality. Put it on the page. Speak it out loud. Hold yourself accountable. Have other people hold you accountable. And just do it. Do the thing. No one else can do it for you.
It's filled with so many possibilities.
Yes.
Just waiting for us.
And that's what this human adventure is about. The joyful possibilities. Mm. And leaving fear by the side of the road and just loving yourself enough and believing in yourself enough to do something different. Think out of the box.
Explorers.
Woo, that song was cool.
Karen and I are feeling a little activated. Mm. And we've danced it out to Unwritten. Mm. It's time for the question of the day.
It is QOTD.
Today's question. It's two parts. First, identify a specific intention. And then, how does this intention align with your core values? And what resources or support systems do you have to help you move from intention to action? So maybe that's three parts. Identify it. How does it align with your core values? And how will you move from intention to action?
Hmm. You know, that is really awesome for everyone who's listening to this to write down like those three. Mm-hmm. What is your intention?
How does it align?
How is it congruent and aligned with who you are and what you believe? And then how do you move that forward into action, into reality? I love that so much. Mm. You can do this with anything, small or large. The thing that comes up for me immediately, of course, is the project that, that I'm infusing this digital course. And the intention is to be able to share this knowledge about the power of using your voice with everyone in the world, because it's so simple. And you have the tools within you, and I want to share that. And the way that aligns with my values is that I believe we are all worthy of speaking and living our truth, our desires, our authentic selves. And to the extent that we can use our voice and our breath to support that, I want people to have these tools. My intention is to share this out of love, to help people overcome obstacles, doubts, and fears, and to know that everything that you need is within you. That's the values that align for me. And the action is, I'm doing it. Working on the modules. And I have my partner here to keep me accountable. And I'm holding myself accountable pretty well.
You are holding yourself accountable very well. Like, you're doing it.
Yeah. For me, if you get excited enough about the intention, because it aligns deeply with what you believe and how you live and what you feel your purpose is, then there is no stopping you. Mm. Then there has to be action, because mm-hmm. that is who you are. Okay, your turn.
I don't even want to say that now. My intention is to support Karen.
For me to support you back. Like, Let me tell you what.
That's all I get. Like, that's my intention.
Oh, man.
Well, I'm not going to go that deep in.
Well, I just wanted to use something specific because that is so prevalent in my life right now, and I'm focusing on it so much, and I've been talking about it mm-hmm. and working towards it for a year. I can see it. It's coming together.
We just hear in the song so close. You could almost taste it.
You can almost taste it.
All right. This is a basic intention, because I have been out of balance with everything going on outside of the work that you and I do together.
Yes.
That my intention is to prioritize my sleep hygiene. What that looks like includes limiting screen time. When we did that, like, no screen time for 30 minutes when we woke up, like, that was great. Like, that was amazing. So now I want to add it before bed. I want to reuse the tools available to me. I have a subscription to Calm that I use when I need acoustic thinking sounds or whatever. Like, that's all I use it for. But like doing a real transition, sometimes that'll be like a cozy bath. And that aligns for me in the values is about balance.
Yes. What are the values that aligns with in you that is so important to you?
Yes. And being in balance looks like the ability to tap into my emotional resilience. Being in balance enables me to show up most rested and the best version of myself for the people in my life, the people that depend on me, the people that turn to me.
When you're in balance, you can enhance your life and other people's lives. When you are out of balance,
dysregulation,
you detract everywhere.
A mess.
You're just taking away everywhere from everybody.
Yes.
And the action items, or you're incorporating
using the tools. I got to find me an accountability partner, because I could tell you I'm going to bed, but my husband is the person that's with me and say, like, all right, like he gonna like,
I was just going to say,
like, let's go.
Yeah.
Let's go. It's the wind down
he
time.
Can be
no
your accountability.
Screens, nothing. Like, this is what you committed to. This is what we're doing. Perfect right now, especially as we enter into hibernation season.
Perfect. Absolutely.
To get in the habit of doing that.
Yes. Creating the best environment for you to have the most peaceful sleep. Because as we know, rest, sleep is when our bodies heal and process. We need that time to be undisturbed, and we need it to be functional to do the things we need to do. Like we need, for sure.
Yep.
Beautiful. I love it.
Explorers, moving from intention to activation is a journey, not a race. We don't have to get there before everybody else gets there. We can actually take our time moving from intention to activation. I found a quote.
Yeah, there's no prize for quick finish.
I mean, if there were.
Actually, that's funny
if
that.
Just kidding.
Okay. Oh, we shouldn't go there. That quick finish is not as good as it sounds. So I'm just saying.
All right. I found a quote from Pablo Picasso, Spanish painter and sculptor. You know that you and Picasso were alive at the same time?
What?
He died in 1973.
Wow.
You were walking the earth at the same time as Picasso.
Wow. That's amazing.
Right. He said, action is the foundational key to all success.
Simple as that. I mean, say no more. If you're not taking action, well, it's just going to stay thunk right in your head and your body. It's not going anywhere.
Not going anywhere.
Wow. Yeah. Good.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
Explorers. If you enjoyed today's discussion, please subscribe, rate, leave us a review, and share this episode with anyone you feel needs a little push to activate their intentions. Until next time, keep bridging those gaps, and may your path be filled with light and joy.
What a beautiful gift to give someone else that you care about, helping them to go from intention to reality. Thank you for joining us, Explorers. We love you so much. Enjoy the hibernation season and take good care. Thank you to Queenie's in downtown Durham for the use of their community podcast studio and for welcoming us so warmly each week. We'd like to give a shout out to Coco Cinnamon, the birthplace of 1023 Media and the Yo Podcast. Please support your local, women-owned, minority-owned coffee shop in downtown Durham. Brought to you by Durham-based 1023 Media, a heart-centered, woman-owned multimedia company